Boy, what a pleasure every day. I come to the ballpark. You never know who you're going to see. I get to see you're the mayor of baseball, and that is Sean Casey, now with the MLB Network. Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, Marty, good to see you, man. How's everything going?
Oh, very good. Now, you always got that smile on your face every time I met you with the Tigers. I don't care what team you were with. You always were a happy man.
Well, you know what? There's not too much to be sad about out here in Arizona with the sun shining every day, 85 degrees, so and around baseball again. So it's always fun for me.
All right, MLB Network, how's this going for you? How'd you get into this?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I retired after 2008, and I was in batting practice before Game 5 against the Rays. I was with Boston. Harold Reynolds was doing some stuff with TBS, and I had asked him, hey, what's it like being an analyst? Because you know, I knew I was retiring after that year. And he said, why? I said, well, I'm thinking about retiring. Oh, really? So then the network was – he told me the network was launched on January 1st, 2009. I talked to Tony Battiti, called me, who ran the network. And next thing I know, I'm studio analyst and loving every minute of it. It's been great.
Well, you talked to everybody at first base, Sean Casey with us. You were the talker at first base.
You know what? I always had the gift of gab, and, you know, if I didn't play first base, I don't know how long I would have played in the big leagues. I needed that interaction, you know. So I always enjoyed, you know, I have some just great stories of stuff that you know, talk to guys or hitting approaches or whatever it was over there at first base. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, a couple of the stories of spring, Rob Manfred, the new commissioner, pace of game. We've got a clock down here trying to keep a guy in the box with one foot. Right. What do you think about all these discussions about pace of game?
Well, you know what? I think one great thing about Rob Manfred is he comes in with what Bud Selig did first is trying to make the game better. You're always trying to figure out ways to, you know, get the youth involved. And, you know, one thing about baseball, there is no clock. And sometimes three and a half hour games drag on for the viewer. So, you know, as long as it's good for the game and it could keep the players involved, you know, with the decision making, I think it's a good thing.
You know, we talk about it on the show. Sean Casey, as I say, with us from MLB. The way the game is played. Now, were you a guy that swung at the first pitch? I remember you swung the bat quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now, pitchers, they'll work 0-2, then before you know it, it's 2-2, 3-2. What do you think about that? And shouldn't hitters just get up there, get a good pitch, and hit it?
Well, you know, I think most guys are hunting the fastball, and they're looking for a pitch they can hit, whether it's the first pitch or a 3-2 pitch, you know, something that's out over the plate, something you can drive. That's why you'd like to get into hitter's counts. You're always trying to get 1-0, 2-0, 3-1 times where you know you have a better shot of getting something out over the plate you can drive. So, you know, really the count dictates and who's on the mound dictates what your plan is.
All right, but if you get that first good fastball 1-0, hit it.
Yeah, unless it's an outside painted on the outside black, you know what I mean? I think that's why you got to really learn to control the strike zone and control what you swing at. So, you know, sometimes a fan will see, oh, it's a fastball. Well, yeah, what they see in the box is, yeah, that's his fastball. You know, some fastballs are your fastballs you want to hit, and some fastballs are their fastballs that you don't want to hit, don't want to swing at.
All right, very well said, Sean Casey. All right, you've been down here in Arizona. You got to see this National League West.
Yeah.
Giants, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, even the Rockies. What do you think?
Wow, you know what? It's going to be good. I mean, anytime you got the Dodgers, the Padres have done so many things. You know, A.J. Preller did a great job of loading up there. You know, the Dodgers will always be tough. Obviously, the Giants, you know, 3 of the last 5 years, world champions. It's going to be a great division. It's going to be a fun one to watch.
What do you think about Bruce Bochy and just the man, and you've known him for a long time?
Yeah, love Boch, man. Boch is just one of those guys, you know, you just want to give him a hug. You know what I mean? He's just one of those guys that, you know, I think that's a huge reason that the Giants have had, you know, won 3 of the last 5 years is just the guy he is, the communicator he is, his personality. So, yeah, I love Bruce Bochy, and I like along with everyone else.
Who was that type of manager for you? You've had a few.
Yeah, you know what? Jim Leland was one of my favorite managers. You know, kind of out of the same mold. Was just a great communicator and just a funny guy, great guy. Came to play every night, you know, which is pretty impressive, you know. Terry Francona was great, too. I played with Tito in 2008 in Boston. He was wonderful, too. Same kind of guy that Leland was. So I feel really, really fortunate. Jack McKeon was one other guy, too, when I first came in. So I'm really fortunate that I've played for some good managers.
Yeah, you did. Well, you have the personality. They probably like you. Yeah. All right, what's the toughest part of this new job you have?
Messing up on live, you know. You know what? I think it's just getting good at a craft. Same kind of thing, working on, how to ask questions and things like that. I think that's the toughest thing for me is asking questions on interviews, you know. But it's really been a lot of fun.
Well, as long as you ask an open-ended question, right. Who, where, why, how.
Right, yeah, right. Well, there you go. Keep teaching me.
That was 25 years as a trial lawyer that taught me
there you go.
Picking juries.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, you had a great major league career. You had a lot of fun. You look back on it. How would you like to be remembered?
You know what? I think everybody to a man would like to be remembered as a good teammate. You know, I think hopefully that's when I came, I played hard, but I played hard for the city I was playing for, the teams, the guys I was playing with in that clubhouse. You know, you looking back, you hope that's what you remember for.
I have a best year. One year, you say, okay, that was it.
1999 was unbelievable. We won 96 games. So many great guys I still talk to on that team, the 99 Reds. You know, we lost in that one-game playoff to the Mets, Al Leiter. And probably 2006 World Series, when I went to the World Series with Detroit, just that whole ride was something I think about every day still.
All right. Nice to have you. As always, the enthusiasm for baseball, it's what sells. Thanks, Sean.
Great. Hey, thanks for having me.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.